AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. Snowflake's 64% quarter strains against an inactive trend signal and a 41% fair value gap. Snow rebounded 7.2% for the week and remains high in its yearly range, but participation is only moderate, and the weekly regime signal has not turned constructive. Research brief. Snowflake closed at $249.0 on 26 June after a 7.2% weekly gain, outperforming both U.S. technology and U.S. software application groups. The move keeps the stock 31.0% above its weekly trend line and 41.1% above ShareMaestro fair value. While the trend signal remains inactive and volume confirmation is only neutral at 1.1x the 13-week average. Key points. 1. Snow rose 7.2% for the week versus a 4.3% average decline for U.S. technology and a 3.3% gain for U.S. software application. 2. The 12-week return stands at 64.0%, far ahead of the application software group's 4.9% average, but the 4-week return is still negative, at -2.6%. 3. Price closed 31.0% above the $190 trend line and 41.1% above the 176.4 fair value reading, leaving valuation distance as a visible risk. 4. Volume reached 45.9 million shares, equal to 1.1x the 13-week average and 1.5x the 52-week average. Enough to show participation, but not a decisive confirmation. 5. Risk remains elevated, with 13-week weekly return volatility at 15.4% versus a 9.7% one-year baseline, and negative weeks outnumbering positive weeks, 30-22. Weekly price action separates Snowflake from a soft technology week. Snowflake finished the week ended 26 June at $249.0, up 7.2%, a strong result in a technology sector that averaged a 4.3% weekly decline. The stock also beat its U.S. software application industry group, where the average weekly return was 3.3%. On a broader peer screen across U.S. technology, Snow ranked in the 84.7th percentile for the week, placing the move in the stronger part of the group, despite mixed short-term follow-through. The larger context is a sharp recovery. Snow is up 64.0% over 12 weeks, compared with 38.6% for technology and just 4.9% for application software. The complication is timeframe conflict. The stock is still down 2.6% over 4 weeks after the late May spike, so the latest bounce looks more like a renewed test of demand than a fully repaired short-term advance. Trend state remains unresolved, despite a large premium to key levels. The weekly setup is balanced rather than clean. Price is 31.0% above the $190 trend line, which keeps the price structure constructive, and it sits at 78.4% of the 52-week range. Snow remains 12.6% below its $285 high, so there is still a visible high water gap after the May acceleration. The main restraint is signal quality. The trend backdrop is inactive, with no current weekly trend streak, even though price is well above the trend reference. Snowflake has had active trend readings in 25 of the last 52 weeks, or 48.1%, which is not broad enough to classify the regime as consistently confirmed. ShareMaestro fair value sits at $176.4, leaving the latest close at a 41.1% premium, a sign of strong demand, but also a marker of valuation sensitivity if momentum cools. Market dynamics are positive, but volume has not delivered a stronger verdict. Market dynamics are supportive, but not emphatic. Activity pressure is positive at 1.18, and relative strength is positive at 11.03, both helping explain why Snow held up well against weak technology trading. Still, the signal panel shows no fresh activity pressure buy, which keeps the evidence short of broad confirmation. Volume was 45.9 million shares in the latest week, above the 42.7 million 13-week average, and well above the 29.7 million 1-year average. The 1.1x ratio versus the 13-week baseline is only moderate, however, especially after recent heavier trading around the late May 48.4% weekly jump, when volume reached 89.6 million shares. A move with volume mirror or above 1.5x the 13-week average would make the next directional break more convincing. Software context is narrow, making stock-specific confirmation important. The industry backdrop is uneven. In U.S. software application, only 20% of names have active weekly trend signals, and just 13% show positive relative strength, even as 68% show positive activity pressure. That combination points to a group where trading activity has improved, but sustained relative performance remains scarce. Snowflake stands out within that setting because it has positive activity pressure and positive relative strength, while many software peers lack the same combination. The sector view is broader and healthier, with technology showing 67% trend breadth, 81% positive activity pressure, and 54% positive relative strength. The watch point is whether Snowflake can keep acting like a sector outperformer while its own trend signal remains off. Risk is elevated after the rebound. The risk profile is not benign. Snowflake's 13-week weekly return volatility is 15.4%, materially above the 9.7% 52-week baseline. The distribution also remains choppy. Over the measured window, there were 22 positive weeks and 30 negative weeks, with downside weeks representing 57.7% of observations. The positive skew helps, but does not remove the risk. Average gain weeks have been 8.0%, compared with average loss weeks of negative 4.8%, so upside weeks have been larger when they arrive. For the coming weeks, the key tests are whether price can hold above the $190 trend line, whether activity pressure remains positive rather than fading, and whether volume expands enough to validate any renewed push toward the $285 high. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.